Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and take you along for the ride. I'm kind of liking my new catchphrase. It sounds kind of nifty. You know, it reminds me of, the Lone Star, the Lone Ranger. Hi-ho, Silver. All right, anyway, I'm sure none of you remember that one. That's a radio show from way back when. My goodness. All right, so let's just jump on in, see where we are, see if we can wrap this up in less than 10 minutes. Comcast is first on the list with this trading strategy, CMCSA. We jumped into Comcast a couple of weeks ago. They got the dividend coming up. They got 65 million people. You imagine that? 65 million people sending them a check every single month. Wow. And what do? They don't do anything. They deliver digital content that they didn't even create. Somebody makes a movie, they buy the rights, and they send it to someone else. That's it. That's selling debt anyway. 65 million people, they got to be doing something right. All right, so 30 days ago today, we opened up at 42.22. From there, we hit a bottom about a week later on the 7th of March, and that was 41.51. All right. Couple of days later. I like this. 2 days later, okay, on Monday. The 30-day bottom was on a Thursday. Monday, it's a 30-day top. Wow. Imagine that, buying at the bottom, selling it 2 days later at the top, 43.68. From there, she just slowly drops to a new, I'm not going to say it's a new bottom, but it dropped down to 42.14 yesterday. Now, it's 5 days in a row that all been red. Okay, now, I already own Comcast, so there's not much I can do about it. Now, I jumped into Comcast at 43.42. Not a problem. I sold off the 43s. Brought in 31 cents. Not quite my 1% goal, but I already own it, so I might as well just say thank you and just move on to next week. Because next week, I believe they have their dividend. Let me open that up really quick. Opening up the calendar.
Was that 4-2?
Yeah, 4-2 on the 2nd. So even if I don't sell it off this week, which probably ain't going to happen, I'm going to bring it into next week. I'm going to sell another covered call next week. And on Tuesday, on Monday, I'll sell the covered call. Tuesday, I'll pick up the dividend. And hopefully by Friday, I'll be back out again. We'll have to check the numbers, do a little bit of crunching, see where we are, and go from there. All right. Next on the list would be Ford. I love Ford. I buy Ford all the time, in, out, make a quick little profit. They've been around for over 100 years. I'm not going anywhere. Okay, the 27th. Here we go. 30 days ago today, 11.96. Was that 5 days, 6 days later? We have a nice 30-day top at 13.03. Pulls back. Drops down to a, let's call it a profit-taking bottom, because it's not quite a 30-day bottom, but it's down low enough. 11.98 from there. 4 days later, they get to another top, which looks like higher than the 30-day top at 13.07. It hits 13.07 on the 21st, which was 4 days ago, and it's 13.06 2 days ago. All right, well, yesterday you had a bunch of profit taken. Was sitting at 12.44. All right, so 12.44. I sold the 13s. That's not going anywhere. I'll bring that to next week. Not a big deal. I didn't buy a whole bunch. I just had a few dollars left over, so I figured I'd buy some. JD's a newcomer. JD, 30 days ago, right there. Okay, so 30 days ago, opened up at 24.07. 5 days later, we're at the bottom of the 30-day period on the 5th of March. That's 21.18. From there, about a week, because that was a Tuesday, the following Wednesday, we're at the 30-day high at 28.55. Go sideways for about a week. Gap down, went sideways, was sitting at 26.36. Okay, so JD, I jumped in at 27.07, sold off the 27s, made a nice profit on this one, made over 2% on this one, and it's just sitting at 26.36, and I'm into it at the 27. Okay, so I have no problem taking it in. JD has their dividend coming up. Oops, try that again. JD. On the 4th. All right, I can deal with that. They got. All right, so I collected 2% this week. I'm going to collect another 3%. The dividend is 76 cents. Okay, so I'm going to hit a 27. That's just a little bit less than 3%. And I'm going to collect another premium tomorrow on a Monday. Okay, grab a premium on Monday, get a dividend, and the dividend's worth over 2%. Okay, a little bit less than 3. I'm perfectly okay with that. That's JD. That's a newcomer because I haven't really done very much with JD, but the numbers looked right. So if the numbers look right, it's on the list. Not bad at all. Okay, Marvell, MRVL. Now, Marvell, last 30 days. Here we go, 27th. 30 days ago, we opened up at 69.53. Dipped one day and then jumped up. Was at 6 days to get to the high. That was 85.76. Well, a week and a half later, we're at the 30-day bottom on the 19th, which was what, 6 days ago? 6 trading days. Because when I say 6 days ago, some people automatically assume I mean weekends and holidays. No, I mean just trading days. Because when you're a trader, you know, weekends don't really mean anything. Just time, take a breath. You know, take a breather for a bit. All right, the 19th, 6 trading days ago, 63.46, basically went sideways. Yesterday, we closed up at 68.26. Now, Marvell, got a nice premium on Marvell, over 2% again. Now, I'm into this one at 65.25. Yep, I'm going to lose 25 cents off the top because I sold the 65s. But I got 138, so I don't mind. So that's about 1.5%. I'm okay with that. Last on the list, WBA. Now, WBA takes the crown for this year. We're going into week number 11. Okay, if I don't hit the target this week, next week will be week number 12. But here's the thing. This week, I've almost collected 3% on Walgreens. Now, we took a dip yesterday. So let's look and see what the numbers actually look like for the last 30 days. 30 days ago, we opened up at 21.09. 2 weeks later, on the 11th, we hit the high of 21.80. Now we just drop down to a trading range between, 20.50 and 21.10. And we traveled that for about a week and a half. Yesterday, we gapped down and we kept on dropping. Finished the day at 20.65. Oh, yeah, we finished the day. Wait a minute. We finished the day at 20.51. Sorry about that. All right, so Walgreens, I'm into this at 21.30. Now, I got 83 cents for the premium yesterday. That was huge. We got some feedback in the background. I am perfectly fine holding companies that I don't mind holding for a long time. Number one rule, never buy something you do not mind holding for a long period of time. Now, some people may think 11 weeks, 12 weeks is not a long time. But for me, it kind of is, okay? Because I like to get in, get my profit, get out. Walgreens, if it doesn't hit the target this week, 21 call, I don't mind taking it to next week because I'm pretty sure the premiums are fat for next week also. At this moment in time, next week's 21s are going for 84 cents a share. It almost makes me feel bad at that one. I mean, that's over 3%. I have no problem whatsoever holding onto a stock that continues to pay me 2% and 3% every single week. And I'm not going to apologize. It doesn't bother me at all. Okay, 9.5 minutes, less than 10 minutes, way to go. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. I'm going to check up. Tomorrow's Thursday, so tomorrow we're actually going to be here at 3:30 because we're going to actually crunch the numbers to make sure everything looks good, and then we'll be closing out the week tomorrow. You guys have a great day. See you tomorrow at 3:30.